everybody, to another edition of the Nerd Watch Podcast. I, of course, am G Money, here on another lovely Tuesday evening right here in the heart of Wailuku Town on the beautiful island of Maui in the great state of Hawaii on this 420. And how apropos that we're having audio issues with the boys not being able to hear any of the music. I think you guys can. And on top of that, I believe that it's all recording into the mixer here, so it should be fine. Anyway, let's get right to it, shall we? Let me introduce my my friend. He is the producer, seducer. I'm going to say this again. He's the sexiest man that I know. At least that's what he tells me. Ladies and gentlemen, say hello to Kai Kai. He's in the house. Hello, Kai. Doing good? What's that? You can't even hear the music. Shut up. All right. Anyway, also joining us this evening, this next man, he is our man in black. He is also the master of card tricks, and he is also the man who knows how to do duff magic. Duff magic? That's with his butt. Ladies and gentlemen, he also needs to press F for respects to Uncle Jeff, because Uncle Jeff is no more. Anyway, we'll do that later. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, say hello to Format.
Yay. Hello, America.
All right.
Is where that would fit into the music, because I can't hear
any. Don't worry, you're fine. And
yeah,
last, but certainly not least,
the final holdout.
Anyway, certainly last but not least, he is with and for the boys all the time. He is also the godfather of comic books, the chairman of the comic book board, and the self-proclaimed comic master, and the sinister minister of Maui Comic-Con. He's freaky. He's deaky. He's definitely leaky. And his bebedees, quite streaky. That's what his wife tells me. Ladies and gentlemen, say hello to Dr. Lake Salika. He's in the house. He brings all the boys to the yard.
Your intro sucks.
It's weird how much worse they are without the music.
Yeah, shut up. Big shout out to Carl, who's in the chat. Hey, Carl. How you doing, sir? Nice to have you on the program.
Hi, girl.
Well, here's the thing. We're going to get right to the news, because there isn't much news. And you know what? I just want to get the hell off of here, because I'm sick of this crap. No, I'm just kidding.
I got tons of news.
Yeah. Well, before we get into the news, let's check in with the man who is the self-proclaimed comic master, the man who coined the phrase "digitally means with your fingers." It's time to find out what is new. That was you.
That wasn't me. That was Webster's Dictionary.
Oh, okay, got it. Let's find out. Oh. Of course, every single Wednesday is New Comic Book Wednesday all over the world. Now it's time to find out at Maui Comics and Collectibles what you can find this week in the world of the comic books.
Okay.
Okay, listen, there's music playing, and I don't need the extra music. So, will you let Alika do the comic book list? Damn it.
Amazing Spider-Man number 64.
Nice.
Ooh. Five away.
Avatar, The Last Airbender, Rift, Omnibus.
Do they still have Tails? And that thing
These are the airbending avatars.
They don't stick their tail into the horse or anything?
No.
Okay.
No, none of these avatars have halos.
Oh, they have no halos. Got it. Okay. Or the Hawaiian pronunciation, ohuelus.
Ohuelus means?
Yeah. Ohuelus
means...
That's the Hawaiian pronunciation, sir.
Wow.
All right.
Okay. Avengers 45.
Ooh.
Black Knight, Curse of the Ebony Blade, number 205. Captain Marvel, number 28. Koja Karu the Skinner, number 1 of 2. That's a Mike Mignola title. I'm not exactly sure. what it's about, though. Girls of Dimension 13, number one.
Ooh.
Sounds interesting.
Yeah, that sounds sexy, actually.
Godzilla, Monsters and Protectors, number one.
Ooh.
Many Deaths of Layla Starr, number one of five.
Nice.
The Mighty Valkyrie, number one of five. Monstrous, number 33, a smash hit, Monstrous.
It's a smash hit?
The Old Guard, Tales Through Time, number one of six.
Nice.
Rain Like Hammers, number four of five. That was a, it's a fun book. Stray Dogs, number three. Sword, number five. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Ongoing, number 116. Voyage to the Stars, number 404. Women of Marvel, number one.
Oh.
So that looks good.
That's the whole list? Well, is the Women of Marvel like a compilation or is it an actual comic?
I think it's like an anthology.
Yes.
I think there's a bunch of comics together.
That's what I figured.
But also I'm getting last week's list that I read. That's also coming this week.
Sure.
So I'll be getting the shipment tomorrow. This tomorrow at Maui Comics.
Tomorrow at Maui Comics? Fantastic.
I can't wait.
Neither
especially
can majority.
For the Valkyrie title. She's Matamate.
Nice. Well, is there a DC list this week, or is that it?
No, I don't have any new DC books. I didn't get the shipment yet.
Oh, no shipment. I got you.
I sold, and just before anybody asks me, I sold out of Batman Fortnite because, like every comic retailer in the country, I did not foresee how crazy people. And the other thing is, they didn't tell us as comic retailers that there was going to be a special.
There's a code in there. Yes.
Yeah, and it gets you content in the game. So
yeah, that's all they care about. Mm-hmm. They just
anything like that, you would see it. They're going to have something extra for it, especially if it's connected to like a big game like Fortnite.
Well, apparently it's actually, get this, the story that has been created for Forkknife is apparently DC canon.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So it's collectors and Fortnite people going at it from both angles. They're getting
right.
Crazy about it.
Yeah. Well, if you're going to get it, you might as well get it from both angles. I mean, that's...
Whoa, God.
That's...
You know, are you saying that because Todd's not here?
No. Maybe.
That was gross.
Maybe.
That was gross.
Yeah, I kind of bummed Todd's not here.
Yeah. Interestingly enough, how many did you order? Just because I'm curious, how many Batman Fortnite did you order?
Two.
I only had 10 because there were, you know, there were like five people who were like, hey, can you get it? And I was like, okay. And then I usually just double the order if it's something special like that.
I would have taken one because I would definitely want whatever the skin is.
I should have just went like 50. The thing is, when you do like a side Batman title and most people don't take Fortnite seriously. So we thought it was just going to be another.
Whoa, easy kind of guy with the judgments. Don't take Fortnite seriously. Shut your mouth.
Bad. I underestimate Fortnite. I'm getting. I have the second printings on order. So
if I can, until I give you the say so, and I tell you that Fortnite is not a thing anymore, whatever has the name Fortnite on it, order more. Just
actually, you know what?
Yeah.
I should have learned this lesson because I ordered that parody comic Fartnite,
mm-hmm.
and that was so far the closest thing to a Fortnite branded comic that was created. So people were like going crazy over Fartnite. I was
wow, wow. Well, Fartnite is not a thing, but Fortnite is, Alika. So
I think Fartnite's a thing too.
Oh, I believe it's called a Dutch oven.
Yeah, I think it's called a night of G's.
It is, especially after I do protein shakes. I get those. I get those a lot. Anyway,
gross.
It's not gross. But anyway, ladies and gentlemen, make sure you guys check out Maui Comics and Collectibles. He is open on Wednesdays at Maui Comics and Collectibles at Request Music in the heart of Wailuku Town. If you can't make it there, you can also check him out on at Maui Comics on Instagram and, of course, Maui Comics and Collectibles on Facebook. Any questions or comments, you can direct those right to Mr. Alika, self-proclaimed comic master. That's Alika, self-proclaimed comic master at Maui Comics.
News proclaim me that you. What is it when you lie in the, you know, this kind of media? Is this libel? What is this?
Are you saying what I'm trying to say is fake news? Is that what you're telling me?
No. God, no. Fake news. Okay. That designation. Like, just saying something like that makes you a weirdo.
Okay, just checking.
Was G's already a weirdo?
Well, of course, we should lead off the show tonight.
I want to sue you, so I want to know the legal term.
Let's start off with the biggest news of the day. Not very surprisingly, by the way, we get something on 420 that has nothing to do with cannabis. I know that you're disappointed, guys. I know you're disappointed.
Boring.
Okay? Disappointed. I know. I can see those faces all around.
Spark them up. Hey, yeah. Hey, NerdWatch listeners.
I can see the disappointment on Kai's Robotech face there.
You know what? Can I just state one major disappointment for my 420?
Uh-huh.
Is that I thought the Fabulous Furry Freak Brothers cartoon was going to debut today. I thought that was going to be that would have been a nice surprise, right?
That would have been.
So still waiting for that.
Well, we've got some very cool news. As you all know, earlier this morning at around 4 o'clock a.m. Hawaii Standard Time, Shang-Chi, the trailer or the teaser for Shang-Chi hit the internets.
That's going to be easy to say.
Yeah. Shang-Chi and the Legend of the Ten Rings. But because I figured, just in case anybody missed it, and I seriously doubt they missed it, I'm going to do something special for everyone. I'm going to play it so that everybody has a chance to see it, and maybe they can get an extra look at the trailer. It's not too long, and let's get right to it, shall we?
Man. It's going to be awesome if it plays with no sound.
It's probably going to play no sound for you guys. So, and even if it does, that's fine. Don't worry about it. We can just keep talking over it. This is it right here. This is Shang-Chi and the Legend of the Ten Rings. That's okay. You don't need the sound. Just make comments as you go along.
You dirty wood. You kill my brother.
I'm hearing music. I hear music.
Now you see me rise. Oh, here you go. Here's your thing. Yes. Thank you for... There you go. In my shadow. Hit him with sticks.
I trained you. To the most dangerous people in the world. Couldn't kill you.
Some Iron Fist training there.
It's time for you to take your place by my side.
Wow.
You can't outrun who you really are.
Who are you?
Couldn't he have said Shang-Chi? That would have been sweet. Chi. Shang-Chi.
That's a great team.
We make a good team.
Well, I tell you what, that does look pretty, pretty cool if you ask me. Of course, it is directed by local Maui boy, Destin Cretton. I tell you what, if... So good for him. If this turns out anywhere near as cool as that trailer, good on him. Because this is going to bring him to the forefront, just like Thor Ragnarok did for Taika Waititi. Only I hope Shang-Chi's better than Thor Ragnarok, because I thought that movie sucked. Anyway.
Whoa.
Yeah, didn't like it. Anyway, what did you guys think of Shang-Chi? What were your initial thoughts? Loved it?
Loved it.
It's interesting because this movie has been done for, I think, a year now. I think this was supposed to come out in 2020, and it got pushed back till summer of this year. So this has been done and in the can for a bit. So that's good to see. I don't know if this is coming to Disney Plus yet. Nothing has been said about that, considering we don't know what theaters are going to be like. But if Shang-Chi may be the first Marvel movie test that goes straight to theaters, and we'll see how that goes. But I was pretty excited. The visuals are cool. I thought that I think Awkwafina is very she's very funny. I think she's very talented, and I think I like her role in this one. She doesn't seem to be. Sometimes you get side characters that are irritating or whatever. She doesn't seem that way. She seems like she's having a lot of fun. So I thought it was cool. So
yeah, I think that's fair to say about Miss Fina for the most part. She's always having like the most fun in the room.
Yep.
Regardless of the role.
That's what she made. She was so good in Jumanji.
That's great.
She was great in Jumanji, the second Jumanji movie, or the third Jumanji movie, to be fair. You know what's interesting about Shang-Chi with all of this cool news that came out about Shang-Chi, all of a sudden out of complete left field, of course, they go after the lead character, the lead actor. The cancel culture goes right after the lead actor for, I guess, a tweet. He said something negative about Nicki Minaj because he doesn't like her music or something. So it seemed like, can nothing be like fun? Can he not have an opinion about music and it not be all freaking ridiculous? But I don't know. It just seems so stupid and like completely out. Made no sense to me.
I didn't know any of that, and now that I do, yep. I feel more stupid for knowing.
Yep, exactly.
I thought the trailer looks great. I can't wait to see the actual film, like the visuals that they gave us, that they teased, looks so like those wide open sweeping shots, like in most of the Marvel, Kung Fu stuff. We get a bunch of chopped up scenes that are edited together. So they
quick cuts. Yeah.
They look a lot more talented than they really are. But in this, you can actually see them moving like through the frame. So it's like, you know what I mean? Like this really looks like it's going to be legit.
Destin is good. When you watch his movies, Destin is good at telling stories. So the test for him is going to be the action sequences. So I'm assuming he's got great people around him.
Gannon had made mention, like Bob Hope is his visual coordinator or something.
Bill,
I don't know what
Pope. Bill
it's
Pope.
It's not Bob Hope?
No, it's not Bob Hope. He's,
I thought it was Bob Hope.
He's dead.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah, he's dead.
Oh.
Anyway.
Well, that's what I thought was so amazing about it.
Yeah, so.
It's like, wow, he got Bob Hope? That's amazing.
Well, what's interesting about this is Shang-Chi is essentially going to be the first test of a character that is outside of, I would say, the power center of the Marvel Universe at this point. You know what I mean? This is going to be...
He didn't get his powers from the Tesseract exploding.
Correct. So...
Oh, gotcha.
I don't count Guardians of the Galaxy because that's cosmic. So I'm not... I don't count that as in the same...
Well, this is kind of cosmic too because the rings are alien in nature.
That's true as well. Bam. But will they stick to that story?
I don't know, but I like the fact that to get away from, you know, the gauntlet and, you know, having gems around the fingers, the rings are now bracelets.
It's cool. That makes sense.
I mean, was it even confirmed that that was the rings itself?
I mean, I'm not too sure, but...
Well, I mean, they're the only things that... Like, no one in that trailer is wearing a ring.
Yeah, that is true. Yeah. That is true. My only concern is that I really want to see the main character... I want to see him act and emote, because all we see him in is these action shots, so I'm hoping that he can convey emotionally for the character what needs to be conveyed.
Well, I mean, they were at the karaoke bar.
That's true. That's true.
It's kind of easy to emote that.
I guess so. But, yeah, Alika, what are your quick thoughts on Shang-Chi?
I don't know too much about the comics lore of it, you know. I just the trailer looks incredible. I'm excited for the world they're gonna open up with it, and yeah, I mean, the cast looks incredible. Just everything about it. So there's, you know, if you're worrying about, the guy's name is Simu Liu.
Simu Liu, yes.
The lead actor.
Yes.
I didn't watch Kim's Convenience, and I really need to. I know I do. Because I heard that show is really good, but it got canceled right as this was coming out. That just doesn't make sense. Like,
well, you heard about that? I know I did. Think about this. It probably worked out best for Simu though, because now he has he's not tied down.
Maybe they didn't want to pay what he was worth after a Disney movie too. I mean, that's
Well, this could bomb for all we know. But the fact is, now his schedule is open, because I guarantee he's gonna If Marvel is going to use this guy, he's not going to be just in this movie, right? So, yeah. You know, but Kim's Convenience. I mean,
has there been an MCU bomb yet out of 28 straight movies?
Like, for my taste, that's a tough one. But for my taste, I would say yes. I mean, not financially, but I mean, bomb story-wise.
Yeah, there's no bombs. There's no bombs.
Thor Ragnarok sucked.
Shut up.
That was terrible. Iron Man 2 wasn't a blazing success.
It wasn't?
No.
I watched it. I liked it.
Yeah, there's some issues with it. But I think...
It had the whiplash.
It had whiplash.
Hey. And the beard.
And had Mickey Rourke.
The beard. I just wanted my beard.
I like the way that they're playing the story on this too, and they're kind of just like, setting up how badass Shang-Chi is. And
I'm curious what power set they're going to give him, because in the comics, like, he's able to duplicate himself and stuff.
Yeah.
I'm guessing that we are probably not going to see the magnitude of his powers by the end of this film. I think we're only going to get a taste of Shang-Chi. So, and
like the ground level stuff, just the hand-to-hand stuff.
Yeah, I don't think
supernatural.
Yeah, I'm guessing.
Makes sense. I mean, it's the first time outing.
Right, you don't want to overwhelm.
Maybe he'll have long blonde hair like Thor did in his first movie.
Nice. Mm-hmm. Maybe he's going to meet Iron Fist. Huh?
And beat the crap out of him. Hell yeah, dude. I'm down for that.
Maybe. Oh, but Shang-Chi looks really
cool.
They
have the same training regimen, apparently.
Yeah.
They just got hit with sticks as kids.
Yeah, apparently so. Very excited to see Destin Cretton's work finally come to the big screen in the Marvel Universe.
Kudos, man.
Very exciting for him.
Even if this bombs, like, you got one out.
Mm-hmm.
Well done.
Yeah, let's put it this way.
Well done, sir.
Maybe if it bombs, I could have him on the show.
Why do you guys keep saying that? This movie would never bomb. There's like 0%.
But listen, Alika, if it does, maybe I could have Daniel on the show, or Destin on the show, excuse me.
Oh, you want him while he's weak and vulnerable?
Correct.
Why do you gotta make it sound like that?
Correct.
That
sounds
you're a
show us on the doll where the bad man touched you. So I'm not saying that he's gonna, like, the movie's gonna be bad or anything.
But no.
I mean, when Taika did his first move in, he thought it was going to be terrible. He thought no one was going to get it. No one was going to understand the jokes. And he was just like, I took my shot. If it works, it works. If not, then oh well.
Right.
And there's a chance that Cretton could be like in the same boat.
He's probably nervous.
Yeah, of course. Mm-hmm. And he has every right to be.
Yeah, for sure.
We all know that fans of the MCU can be very, very fickle.
Finicky, for sure. For show.
But I wish him all the best. I really hope this is... It looks amazing so far. And, I mean, like I said, we just saw a trailer. I can't wait for the actual film. Do we know what the runtime is?
No runtime as of yet. Not too sure what the runtime is going to be. Nothing has been confirmed nor denied. But I'm assuming, I'm going to take a wild guess, that Destin is probably going to do something in the realm of 2 hours. Right? Around there is what I'm... I think it's probably going to be a shorter, kind of tighter...
I will say this. Apparently, the folks at Mortal Kombat are right in the edge of their chair because they felt it necessary to release a 7-minute clip
of the movie.
Yeah, wait, you guys saw that Mortal Kombat clip?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Does he ever thaw out his family?
Yeah.
How dare you?
He turns on the heat lamps right when they call cut.
Nice. Yeah.
Well,
just like a
cartoon. As we all know, Encino Man. It was a very smart.
Hey, yeah, hey, you know what? That's just like Encino Man. Put him up on some sawhorses and turn on the space heaters and thaw out the mom and kid. You're good. Yeah.
That was a great show, by the way. I love Encino Man. I own it.
Wheeze some juice.
Wheeze some juice.
In the first 7 minutes of that movie, we saw what happened. And I think in the 8th minute, they're going to wheeze the juice.
Nice. 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 I'm so excited. I love Encino Man. But I think it was a smart move on Mortal Kombat's part to get people excited for Mortal Kombat coming out this Friday on HBO Max. This is a movie.
More martial arts movies, man. I'm so in for this year.
Yeah.
I hope there's going to be like a whole flood of them.
Did you guys see how DC felt left out, so they did a logo reveal for The Flash? And everyone is like, oh, cool. We've seen that already.
Yeah. Well,
What they should do? Yeah. They should do a release where they're like, oh, yeah, The Flash can do karate kicks now.
Well, to be fair to The Flash, it is now confirmed that Michael Keaton is reprising his role in the DC cinematic universe.
Oh, it's official now.
It's now official. Nice. Michael Keaton is back as Batman.
They were finally able to track him down.
Yep.
With his nationwide tour of Whole Foods.
Yeah, he's back as Bruce Wayne. And so that's some very fun news to know about. Some very interesting news that came across the wire today is that Netflix had an investor call that we may be interested in. There was an investor call, and they revealed that...
Prices are going up.
No, they might after this announcement, but Netflix has announced that we will be getting Cobra Kai Season 4 later this year.
Oh, yeah.
So
we're looking at a release date of, where did I write it? Later this year. All right, cool.
Yeah later this year. Thanks, Format.
I thought there was...
Appreciate it. So super exciting news to hear that we're going to get Cobra Kai Season 4 sooner rather than later, considering we waited so long for Season 3. So I think it's only right that we get Season 4 a little sooner, which I'm so excited about. So good on them. There are a lot. There's a lot of announcements, man.
Content, I'm totally in.
Yep. Frick, man. Mortal Kombat. Shang-Chi today. Cobra Kai later this year. Batman, he does kung fu.
Man.
Hey, you ever watch Soul of the Dragon? That's the one. Batman, that's
Loki
where
he better know, like, Krav Maga or something.
Yeah, yeah. For sure. So super exciting to hear about that. Carl says, Cobra Kai, never die. I could not agree more. Now, in some other interesting news to talk
about. I thought they were like Eagle Talons now or something.
They were
Eagle Raptors. Or...
They're Eagle Fang. Oh, yeah. Eagle Fang. So
yeah, that.
Eagle Fang and Miyagi Dojo.
So
Miyagi Do Karate come together.
Can now die.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. For real this time. So that's some super huge news.
I wonder if they're going to change the name of the series.
No.
Like Eagle Fang. Yeah, nice.
No, I doubt it.
Eagle Fang never drinks Tang. I don't know. Never mind.
Anyway, now.
Hey, Tang is delicious.
I'm sure it is.
You know.
Moving on to
some. Drink that stuff.
Moving on to more news. Of course, as we all know, this past Friday was another episode of Falcon and the Winter Soldier.
Well, we can talk about it now because Carl has a new router, so he's not going to dip out this time.
Well, here's something interesting to know about this. It was an interesting kind of left turn we kind of took, and I'm not sure, since there's only six episodes, how we're going to clean everything up. So, I mean, this could be...
So, just a heads up. This came down the pipe a couple hours ago. Falcon and the Winter Soldier and the Loki series may get multiple seasons.
Ah, well, about frickin' time. Goodness gracious. But anyway, anybody watch Falcon and the Winter Soldier this past Friday?
Never heard of it.
All right, sweet. Alika, what did you think?
Can we spoil it?
Yeah. I said spoilers ahead on there. Hello, guy.
Carl has a new router.
They said that we were going to get, like, a new character that people have been waiting for in episode 5. And the only major new character that we got was Julia Louis-Dreyfus as Madame Hydra. Like, was that supposed to be the big reveal that was going to shatter?
Apparently. Yeah.
Well, to be honest.
Okay. Madame Hydra's pretty big.
Yes.
I was not expecting to see Contessa in this.
Yeah.
Really kind of weirded out. Like, all right.
But the other thing I got to say is, why is Captain America even bothering making a steel shield? He knows as soon as it touches the real vibranium shield, it's going to shatter to pieces. Like, what is he doing?
He doesn't know that, though. Remember, he's stupid.
Oh, yeah, that's right. He's a perfect soldier, but a stupid man.
That's right.
Well, what's interesting to me is that, like you said, the fact that now there was an announcement that Loki and Falcon and the Winter Soldier may get multiple seasons, it does make me feel a little better. I hope that they kind of wrap up whatever they had going on for this season of Falcon and the Winter Soldier. You know, but overall, though, I thought it was a definite left turn. I'm kind of just looking forward to now. I'm looking forward to this last episode to see how they wrap this puppy up. So kind of exciting.
You know, the thing that I've liked the most about this series is that John Walker just gets his butt kicked left and right. So good. I like it.
Yeah,
that is awesome.
I will say that. I think Kurt Russell's kid, Wyatt Russell, is killing it. I think he's doing all right. I got no issues with him. I think he's doing well. So
yeah, I think he's doing great. Like, people absolutely hate him.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what you want as a villain.
Yes, sir. So good on him.
I will say this. They should bring back Obadiah Stane from the dead so he can deliver his line and be like, John Walker built this shield in a cave with scraps.
Wow.
Scraps.
Yeah.
It's like the thing looks like it's made out of cardboard. What is that guy
thinking? I like how he's like spot welded like metals around.
Yeah. He's like, yeah, he is a disgruntled cosplayer. That's what he is.
There you go, man.
Yeah. You're right.
I've seen cosplayers make better stuff.
I know. That's what's
he should go get a commission done.
He's not even a good cosplayer.
Right?
Yeah, it is. I have to say that it is pretty interesting to me that if they are going to do multiple seasons for Falcon and the Winter Soldier, they have, I guess they have some faith in these two characters, I guess. And
I think so.
Yeah. So good on them.
They've played. I don't know what the term is, but I know when like the first episode happened, like there were a couple of people in our crew that were like, it feels forced. You know what I mean? The camaraderie between the two,
right?
The whole buddy cop thing,
right?
Like it feels forced, but here we are all these episodes later and it doesn't feel forced at all anymore.
Yeah, no, I think you're right. I think you're right. I think this was, right, so far, so good for Marvel on the Disney Plus Disney Plus platform. They're doing some good work, and I sure as heck hope they keep it up. So good on them. I don't think it can get any better than that as far as that goes. So hopefully Loki will be able to will keep the party going, as they say. So that's really cool for Falcon and the Winter Soldier.
Everything coming out of MCU right now. Looks great. So I can't wait to watch these shows, these series, these movies, and then you know, us do what we do and just talk shop about it.
For sure. Super exciting news on that front. So I'm glad to see that Falcon and the Winter Soldier, one more episode and then we can spoil it.
Yes. To add to the whole MCU news.
Sure.
Earlier there was it was reported that Terminator Genesis is Amelia Clark was brought on for the Secret Invasion movie.
Ooh. Is she going to be Daenerys? Is she going to be the mother of dragons?
Is Secret Invasion a movie or a series?
I don't know. Just whatever that project is, she's being brought on for it.
I thought Secret Invasion was going to be
great, especially after, you know, her great role in Terminator Genesis.
Yeah, she's great in Terminator Genesis. That's a great underrated movie.
She killed it.
Yeah, she did.
She may as well be one of the best Sarah Connors out there.
Yeah, I think she's underrated too. I think she's underrated too. But I think Secret Invasion is going to be a series.
Was she like one of two?
Yeah,
maybe, I don't know.
Yeah.
Anyways, what?
No, she's actually one of three.
One of three? Yeah. Mm-hmm. There you go.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the show. Right, I forgot about the show.
Yeah, one of three.
So she got it got announced earlier, like maybe 6 hours ago.
Well, Carl's being disgusting in the chat. He says Amelia can secret invade him anytime. Gross. And offensive. Thanks, Carl.
That is Terminator Genesis' Amelia Clark that you're talking
Carl,
about.
Carl, I'm going to have to terminate you. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh! Press F for respect.
Press F for respect.
Oh, Lord.
That is some very interesting news. Secret Invasion is a cool story. I think Secret Invasion would be better as a series, so it can give time for the Secret Invasion storyline to breathe. Mm-hmm. So I hope that is the case. I mean, either way, it's great, but I hope it is a series, and I think Alika is right. I think it is going to be a series, which is smart. Anyway,
that'll be great.
I think that Loki will be showing up shortly after the end of Falcon and the Winter Soldier, I believe in the very first week of May. So we can look forward to that. That's something to look forward to right after Falcon and the Winter Soldier. I'm glad. What's smart for Disney Plus is that they are bringing these things in immediately following their last series. It's smart because I think it keeps people engaged.
Are we getting a week break?
Yes. It's perfect.
Like Scarlet Witch and
right.
Yeah, okay. Cool.
It makes sense if they keep it this way. It keeps people hot on Disney Plus. So
I mean, I guess technically we didn't get a break because we got like a behind the scenes during that week, and then we went into Winter Soldier. So maybe we'll get another behind the scenes, and then we'll go into Loki.
Yeah, we'll probably do that. So we're not really losing a week, but Right. We're getting a kind of a preview of what's to come. Like, yeah, I think it's a very cool idea. Also, in the news, now this is just passing news, and I don't want to make too much of this, but I thought it was pretty funny. Did you hear the news that Batman v Superman almost had a different title?
Yes, yes. Son of Sun and Knight of Night.
It's so good.
Why didn't we get that?
I know. You should have gave us Son of Sun and Knight of Night. Oh, that is good. I think I think it's brilliant.
Kal-El, you son of Sun.
You son of Sun. I think it's a cool name. I think that should have been, I don't think it should have been called Dawn of Justice. I think it should have been called Batman v Superman, Son of Sun, and Knight of Night. So that would have been very cool.
If you visited the DC, like, World Series, they do the worst.
I think Format's having a problem right now.
I think Format is having issues. He's starting to sound like Alika from last week. Yeah, you're starting to sound like Alika from last week.
I think you throw off your settings a little bit because you started laughing really hard.
No, but it's fine. I think you'll come back. But Son of Sun and Knight of Night was the name of was going to be the name of Batman v Superman. I wish that we had gotten that. So that would have been very fun. Just because I thought it was super cute. Moving on to some more news. I don't know if you guys knew this, but as we know, that there is going to be a spinoff series to the new Matt Reeves Batman movie that's going to focus on James Gordon. I don't know if you guys had heard about that at all. It's going to be for HBO Max. Yeah, it's going to be on HBO Max. And I thought we've already gone down this road with Gotham already. But, you know, I guess this is a different Earth. This is Earth 2. So, I mean, anything and everything is possible at this point. They said that this is the show, according to this.
Earth 2 is a Justice Society, right?
Yeah, I think so. It says the
old-timers?
According to the report, it says it's been explained that the show will build upon the film's examination of the anatomy of corruption in Gotham City, launching a new Batman universe across multiple platforms. The series will extend the world established in the movie and further explore the myriad of complex characters of Gotham. So, it sounds like...
That doesn't sound like anything new.
It doesn't. That's what I was just about to say.
Every description we've gotten for every Batman property.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's exactly what I said, too. It's like, okay.
Fantastic.
Awesome. Well, I'm glad we're focusing on James Gordon again. So,
why don't we go to Coast City? Why are we always going to Gotham?
I have no idea.
Somewhere else.
I would like to have a series with Justin Bloodhaven.
Oh,
yeah,
just with Nightwing and Starfire.
Sick of going to Gotham.
Yeah, you're sick of going to Gotham. I get it. Anyway, man, I don't know what's going on with your mic there, Format. But anyway,
he's the new R2-D2 this week.
He is the new R2-D2 this week. Yeah, it's bad. Anyway, also in the news this morning, it looks like a trio of new directors have been officially announced for the sequel of the highly anticipated Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse. It says this new trio of filmmakers include Joaquin Dos Santos, Kemp Powers, and Justin Thompson. The original film was helmed by Peter Ramsey, Rodney Rothman, and Bob Parachetti. Those guys did an awesome job with the first film, and these three new directors have high expectations to live up to, according to producers Phil Lord and Chris Miller. By the way, I don't know if you guys had heard, and I hope I'm getting this right. If I'm not getting this right, I hope somebody corrects me in the chat. I read a report or a story that said it took every 1 minute of Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse, the very first movie, for every minute of that movie, It took 1 week to complete each minute. So that's incredible. So if that report is if holds true and as good as Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse is, I'm hoping that the that this move this next or this sequel will be just as good as the first one. By the way, just to let you know, the script for the film with David Callahan, that's the guy who's actually doing it. David Callahan, he's the same guy that wrote Shang-Chi and The Legend of the Ten Rings, if you didn't know that already. And that is pretty cool as well. He's writing that as well. I also believe he wrote some of the Expendables too.
I think you're right, but I'm not too sure on it.
Yeah. So that is a really cool as well. Hopefully we get Format back, because I know he had a list of stuff. What did you have there, Kai, that you wanted to talk about? Because we're kind of going right through all the news.
Yeah, and I got to leave in a little bit.
Yeah, so go right ahead.
Transition over to screen writing. So the original screenwriters for the Predator franchise possibly could have gotten back their rights for the movie.
Oh, John Thomas. Yes, I had read about that. John Thomas, the Predator.
Jim Thomas and John Thomas.
Yeah.
Who, both of the brothers who did create the screenplay for this, could have got back this past Saturday from Disney.
But.
So it stayed. But what you got?
No, but they didn't get it back, did they?
I haven't been waiting for news to pop up yet. I haven't seen anything so far, and they're willing to sue Disney for the rights back because the paperwork was the 30 year mark for the rights for it is up already. So
correct.
This Saturday was the final day. So Disney was stated that they weren't liable for that because they just was the new owners, but it didn't matter given the fact that they bought the Fox franchise,
right?
With all their proprietary movies.
I think it's very cool.
The paperwork back in 2016.
So wow!
I believe they have a strong case for get the original screen rights back for it.
I think that they could.
For what? What is this?
For a Predator.
This is for the Predator, original.
Oh.
Yeah. So
wait, from who?
From Disney.
From Disney, because Disney owns Predator.
Do they?
Yeah. That's Fox. Yeah, because it's Fox. They own Aliens too.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
So yeah. It's rumored that I'm waiting for anything to come up yet. So far, I haven't heard anything, but I will let you guys know if.
So what does the Wendy's guy have to do with any of this?
Said
something about Dave Thomas.
Not Dave. Jim and John.
Thomas.
Jim and John.
John's?
Mm-hmm.
The other sandwich guys?
No.
Maybe.
Yeah. Could so be. hopefully, the rights Jesus. To this. The rights to this won't self-destruct the same way the Predator did in the first movie, and we'll get to see another Predator movie. Should be very cool.
I think if those guys got their back, I don't know. Maybe they'll take it to Netflix. Maybe they'll take it to anywhere else now.
You know what? Anything would be better than the AVP movies, and I think that the current Predator movie, The Predator, is much more is a very underrated. I thought it was a lot better than a lot of people thought. I like that.
Well, the rumor was that Disney was about the usual thing. They would say, "Oh, we're going to announce a movie of the Predator that we're working on," but it started coming out like a week right before the announcement that the stuff was up already for go back to the original writers.
Nice. What else you got on there, Mr. Kai Kai?
The next article I have is from the LA Times, who did a report of. I wish I had Todd in for this one because he would have more understanding of it because then he brought it up last time when this conversation was brought up. But maybe Alika can help me out with this one. So, let me see. The
I actually got to take a call.
Okay, so great. All right, so this is basically about more different writer and artisans that have been making since the pandemic, a lot of the conventions has been shut down for a lot of these comic book artists who usually do the runs around the conventions.
Comic book artists, yes.
Yeah. So, I apologize to anyone that I butchered his name. It is Joe's Diablo, or I'm pretty sure Lincoln's gonna come back and yell at me about it. But this guy was an 87 year old artist who worked for both Marvel and DC for decades, who basically, with the help of his grandson, started a new career as an NFT artist. So if you guys don't know, NFT is basically like a certified cryptocurrency marker. And again, I'm still...
We talked about it when you weren't here, right, I think. I think we talked about that already.
I'm just basically going to skip it over because I can't explain this one. So if anybody wants to read this out, I'll read about it. The LA Times has done a great article about this this artist. And the new possibly a new frontier for people who basically been stuck inside because of COVID.
Sure.
So go get it, check it out. And then my last
Jose Delbo.
There we go. Thank you, Format, because I can't pronounce anything today. Okay, and then the last one I got is the one of the last great men leaving Blizzards today. Jeff Kaplan.
Oh, man. Uncle Jeff. No.
Uncle Jeff is finally gone.
Well, it was bound to happen. It was bound to happen. They kept shoving Overwatch to the side.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what he was, you know, yeah, that's exactly what they were doing. What was that again?
Oh, no. Well, yeah, because Overwatch 2 is not even done yet. And he just basically bounced already. He's like, I'm done. Bye. So this is going to be interesting since now the last of the old guards has finally left Activision for new possible things. I've been hearing, what was it? One of the older guards started a new studio called DreamX or something like that. Wait, I'm gonna pull it up.
Here's the thing. Getting back to the point, Jeff Kaplan. Of course, he was the last holdout at Blizzard for he's been there for just about 20 years now. He was there from the inception of Warcraft 3, the inception of World of Warcraft, and then of course he was overseeing Overwatch at the time.
It was called Titan,
right? From its humble beginnings till now, until he decided to retire. He says he's officially retiring from the business. Retiring from Blizzard. I don't know if that means that he's done working at all, but it's interesting. It's kind of... I'm not surprised that Jeff Kaplan is leaving.
You deserve your rest, sir.
Yeah.
You fought the good fight. So
there's no
thank you. Yeah. Thank you for all your service. Thank you for all your time.
And for those
you will be missed.
And for those of you that are watching that don't understand or don't understand what's going on or who that is, Jeff Kaplan was influential, and the team that he was working behind getting Blizzard to the top of the MMORPG sales charts.
He was one of the writers behind Vanilla.
He was influential, and his team was very influential in making World of Warcraft a household name. And then, of course, trying to do the same thing with Overwatch, which
he was basically the face of Overwatch. Like any updates and stuff like that, you will see Uncle Jeff on that thing. So it is kind of sad that he's gone, but again.
I have a lot of fond memories of Jeff. He's so like down to earth and like homely.
Yeah.
Like he would do panels and like presentations in like hoodies. Yeah. You're like, what? Aren't you like the face of the brand? Like, aren't you supposed to show up in a suit? No. And he just walk up in sneakers and shorts and be like, hey guys. Here's my new game. Hope you guys like it.
Yeah, and just so everyone knows, he's not the guy who he is not the guy who infamously said, "Do you guys not have phones?" So yeah, that's that guy. Yeah, that's not him. Yeah. So just know that. Yeah. Screw that guy.
Those Activision thugs.
Yeah.
Have you seen the Barbarian class for Diablo 2? It kind of looks like William Dafoe.
You know what's funny is that knowing that Jeff is gone, I think that we can officially say RIP to Blizzard.
I think that's safe to say.
In most respects, and for those of you that know,
Jeff was the last holdout for that group. When everybody stepped down, mm-hmm. Jeff was the lone soldier.
Yeah. So for those that know, you know, and just know that now whatever comes out of Blizzard is not Blizzard; it's Activision Blizzard. Just something to think about. If those games influence your life, if you like the movie Warcraft, it's because of Jeff Kaplan and his team's commitment to bringing that to all of you. So,
man, all those guys, I'm gonna miss them so much.
Yeah. So.
One of them started a new gaming endeavor. It was Mike Morhaime, who had launched Dreamhaven.
Yes, so Dreamhaven. They all have. Yeah, that is correct. Majority of them do.
Mike did that. Metzen moved on to do board games. Mm-hmm. GC ended up going over to Riot. And is now doing League of Legends stuff.
Yeah,
he's basically.
So we'll see. We'll see what happens to Jeff.
Let's just say that League of Legends is a really long step down when it comes to
really. If you actually look up, if you actually follow the brand itself, you see that they have a long list of games coming out with a dungeon crawler, a possible new 2D fighting game coming.
Yeah, they have a lot going on, but. Like that wasn't until Ghostbuilder came on board.
Yeah, that's
like
that's
all of that stuff was just League of Legends, and now they've got more. Cool.
Yeah, and I could honestly say that League is turning into the Activision Blizzard as of now.
Yeah,
I still play League, but even I can see that it's turning into what Blizzard ended up becoming to be, and it wasn't. So much as a bad thing, given the fact they give us team fight tactics now, Legends of Runeterra. So, I'm interested where Uncle Jeff goes. Could be anywhere.
I don't think he's going anywhere. I think he's going to retire.
He's retiring.
Yeah, he's retiring.
Yeah, you say that, but then it's like some of these guys is like, oh yeah, I'm going to do something else for a little bit.
Jeff has been in this business for 20 years. I think he's done his time. So I think he's done, in my opinion. I mean, I could be wrong, but I think he's done.
Take some time off.
Yeah, take some time off.
Enjoy the family.
Yeah, for sure. Anyway, Kai, thank you so much for all the news, sir, on your end. I appreciate that.
I really wish Todd was here for the NFT one, because then I cannot do justice on explaining this article clearly enough, because Todd would be the
one. Todd doesn't know anything about NFTs, though.
Really?
Yeah.
I did.
I'm going to talk about NFTs. You should go grab Kalik. Kalik will talk your ear off.
Okay.
A non-fungible tokens, guys. It's one of the things. Yeah, that's what it's about. We were talking about that a couple weeks ago on the show. Anywho, thanks, Kai. Certainly do appreciate it. I know that you're going to have to take off here shortly. So when you do, don't be afraid to take off. And then we'll see you next time, my friend.
I'm going to leave here very violently and very loudly, so okay. That way you know I left.
Wow, thanks. I appreciate that.
While he's still here, there was an announcement made for a live-action Gundam movie. I thought that might be of interest. I don't have any information about it yet.
It's Legends. I've been hearing this for a while already, and... God, from what I'm hearing, it might be it's between two scripts. I heard that it's either gonna be
when you say Legends, do you mean like this is rumor mill stuff, or are you talking
studio.
Like this is
Legend Studio, the studio that's supposed to be doing it.
Legendary?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Cool.
Yeah. So from what the two rumors I heard,
so it's a movie. It's a movie. It's not gonna be like a series on Netflix or something.
No, I've been hearing that this is going to be a movie. It's going to be the original Gundam with the RX set, the RX version model.
Oh, we're doing RX? Nice.
Or Gundam Wing.
Yeah, it makes sense. Wing was very popular. I mean, we have a whole generation of weebs thanks to Wing.
That's true.
Yeah, that's true.
Very, very true. So,
I'm interested, but I don't have much hopes given the fact that live action animes tend to not work out too well.
Well, we'll see.
You're totally correct, but I mean, I'm hoping that at some point we'll hit the point in, you know, technological advancements that.
And don't get me wrong, I believe it too. I mean, given the fact that we saw movies like Ready Player One, who actually had Gundam in their series, they look amazing to me. I believe they can do it. I just don't hold too much hope that the writing and the story going to be actually any good on their end, given the fact that some of these studios tend to take a liberty of the story itself.
Right, exactly. I'm excited for it, but I will not be holding my breath, especially since we've been waiting for that Macross movie forever.
Okay. Oh, see, how come he can say the correct name and you have to keep on saying Robotech, you bloody bastard?
That's the other thing too. You have a Robotech on there, so a guy from Twitch is on. His name is Penguin Plays. Penguin Plays wants to know what this podcast is about. It's about a lot of things, Penguin. But the majority of them is about pop culture and all the loveliness that goes around with comics, games, movies. You know.
And you made it just in time for our long awaited long division segment. Mm-hmm. So break out those calculators. Okay.
And on
those
that
TI-83s, let's go.
This is where we go over the history of Magellan. All right, so strap in, guys, because it's going to get real. All right.
Welcome to the show.
Welcome to the show, Magellan and his many voyages only on the Nerd Watch.
I am out. You guys have a lovely evening. MF. Peace out. Much love. I can't wait to meet you at the prison.
Penguin's ready to learn something new. All righty. Let's get into some Magellan.
Penguin. Thank you.
Appreciate it, buddy. All right. Thanks, Kai. Magellan. See you next time, buddy.
Peace out.
Those insole inserts for your shoes.
Anyway, I am going to take him out for now because
are you gelling?
I am gelling all in my shoes. That's exactly. Anyway, really quick before we get out of here, just a couple of things. First off, I want to let you know that there is more news from the man we call Sylvester Stallone. Sylvester Stallone is not only the voice of King Shark, but he has also been busy recutting Rocky IV. It looks like the director's cut of Rocky IV has a new title, and it's going to be called Rocky vs. Drago, the Ultimate Director's Cut. And it will be released, apparently, with a new documentary called Keep Punching, The Present Meets the Past. We don't have a release date for it, but apparently the director's cut of Rocky IV is done, so that's super exciting.
They should have named it Son of Sun and Night of Night.
They should have named it Son of Sun and Night of Night. That would have been awesome.
Yeah!
Carl and the chat has Penguin, where Penguin is from. I'm not too sure. Penguin, if you'd like to divulge that information, you are more than welcome to, my friend, to everybody in the chat, but you don't have to, of course.
The South Pole, right?
Yeah, probably.
Isn't that where penguins are from?
I think you are right. Anyway, that is pretty much it for huge news this week. Of course, a couple of things I want you guys
Did we talk about the F9 trailer?
No, we did not. Did you want to go over that real quick?
I mean, it's just me and you, so I don't know how exciting that's going to be
If it's just us, I will say this, and I'll make it as quickly as possible. After waiting a whole year for Fast and the Furious 9, I got to say, after watching that trailer, it's hard for me to buy John Cena as Vin Diesel's brother. That's just me.
Maybe they're half brothers.
Maybe they're half brothers, but I will.
Maybe he's only half interested in family.
I will say this though. I am extremely excited for F9 because I am a big fan of Fast and the Furious. I love how ridiculous it gets. I think it's so stupid that, you know.
And apparently we're going to space now.
We're finally going to space. Remember, I said that when Fast 5 came out, and that's what we were waiting for.
Yeah, I remember.
Yeah. So we were finally going to space.
The submarine was stupid. But now we're going to space.
Now we're going above and beyond. We're going to space. Anyway.
Drifting space shuttles.
F9. Fast 9 looks great. I think I'm going to have a lot of fun with it. And we're going to see Helen Mirren doing some action, which is really cool. Penguin says he's not.
She was even in the series.
I know, right? Penguin says he has not seen Rocky 1 to 3. Let me tell you something, Penguin. You're missing out on a great series of films. Rocky 1 through 3 was fantastic, or still is fantastic. Yes. 3 is my favorite Rocky movie for sure.
One is 3? Is that the Clubber Lang one?
That's Clubber Lang. That's the one.
So that's the homoerotic prancing in the water.
That's the one where Rocky has the press conference in front of his statue at the library, and then Clubber Lang with his feather earring goes,
yes, yes.
Hey woman. I love it.
So good.
That's so good.
Classic Mr. T.
So good. Another guy in the chat wants to know about the MST3K Kickstarter. I know very little about it. I've heard about it. I don't know much about it at all. Maybe I can do a little research on that.
Same. I heard about it, but I didn't. As much as I watch MST3K, like you would think I would know more about what's going on, but
yeah, we love MST3K. By the way, if anybody, if you don't know by now, everyone needs to download Pluto TV on their televisions or on whatever Roku they have. Yep. Pluto TV is a fantastic 24 hours a day.
Pluto Nash.
No.
Nonstop.
Pluto TV has
you get
a channel.
To see Eddie Murphy doing sci-fi. It's amazing stuff.
I just want you to know Pluto TV is where you can see. They have a channel dedicated to MST 3000. So if you are interested, definitely get on board. It's a lot of fun. That's a great, great way to watch. Free, by the way. Free TV. Pluto.tv is where to check it out. You should definitely check it out. I do. Penguin says he thought F and F was over after 7. You know, I thought F and F was over after the first one because that wasn't that great. But they seem to get progressively worse. And then ironically, in number 4, they got progressively better.
Are we talking Fast and Furious or are we talking Final Fantasy?
I think he's talking Fast and Furious because he doesn't say it's not Final and Fantasy.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah. By the way, Final Fantasy, overrated. That's just me, though.
You shut your mouth.
I know. It's a controversial subject. I know.
What?
Super overrated. Anyway, I just want to let you know too that
you only say that because you don't complete games.
That is true. Although I did come close.
I know this year. Yeah, it took a global pandemic for you to finish titles.
Damn right it did. Damn right it did, sir. I have to say that.
What other news you got?
Well, here's the thing. I don't have anything other than this. I just want to let you know that there are new releases for hard media that you may be interested in. We've got a couple of pretty fun and exciting movies coming out this week that you may want to purchase. And
I'll be the judge of that.
You'll be the judge of that? All right, sounds good.
Go ahead, shoot.
All right, here we go. Whoa, okay, here we go. Let's check this out. Why is Blu-ray.com is having some issues? I don't know what's going on with it.
Your internet is really crappy for some reason.
I don't know what the hell's going on. But, according to this, as of today, there is a couple of movies. Of course, if you're a huge fan of Chariots of Fire, that's on Blu-ray today. This is going to be a little sporadic and not in any order. Kaiji Seasons 1 and 2 complete series is out today as well. That's an anime.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yep, Seasons 1 and 2 are out on Blu-ray today. A fantastic foreign film from Korea called Memories of Murder, which I highly, highly recommend, is out on Blu-ray today as well. that, my friends, is pretty much it for the day. And just know, this is more or less not Blu-ray news, but on-demand news. Everybody who is anybody knows that the movie Nobody, starring Bob Odenkirk, was in theaters. It is now officially on demand as of Friday. That is nice. like the John Wick of, you know, dorky white guy movies, and
it's the same writer, right?
I think it's the same writer or action director, I think, is what it is.
Something like that. I heard it was the same writer, and this Nobody is supposed to be not it's in the same universe,
yeah,
but
for sure.
not necessarily connected.
For sure. So
it looked great, though. I can't. But the one thing I will say about it is I'm not sure if I would like it if it wasn't Odenkirk.
Yeah, I don't think so.
If you were to tell me the premise, I'd be like, this sounds stupid. And then they said it was Bob Odenkirk, and I was like, okay, I'm in.
Yeah, I know, right? I'm very excited for Nobody. And by the way, the gentleman who asked about the MST3000 Kickstarter, that's a buddy of ours whose name is Juno. I didn't want to out him, but I went ahead and did it anyway now. So yeah. he texts me on the side. That's why.
He's outed
officially.
You can find him at 443 Center Street Road,
yeah.
in the middle of Arkansas, USA.
For sure.
I can't give you a zip, sorry.
Well, anyway, that is it for news. We kind of blasted through everything today. One more thing? Go ahead. Go ahead.
It's funny that you bring up Kaiji. So in anime news, the virtual Crunchyroll Expo is taking free registration as of now.
You know what? I did read that.
Okay.
Of course, there's a different aura about Crunchyroll because Crunchyroll is now owned by Funimation, isn't it right?
It is.
So I thought that they would be merging into one big anime conglomerate, but maybe this is the last hurrah for Crunchyroll, maybe, I guess. I don't know. So
yeah, possibly.
Yeah, but
I mean, you don't. It might be a Office Max, Office Depot thing where one buys out the other, but they keep the name because it's more popular.
It's going to happen August 5th through 7th, and according to Penguin, he says Crunchyroll is terrible now. I'm not too sure because I don't have a subscription anymore, but like I said, August 5th through 7th, Crunchyroll has officially opened registration for Virtual Crunchyroll Expo. The digital event will run from August 5th through 7th and feature guest panels, world premieres, merchandise, and more, and you can head over to the official site now to register for free. And get this, if you register by April 30th, you'll even get exclusive backgrounds for desktop, mobile, and Zoom, and you'll also for any future exclusive digital pre-show prize packs announced. Check that out right now.
Digital, and now, as we all know, digital means with your fingers.
Thank you for that. Public service announcement format. Good stuff.
Damn it, Alika. Where are you, Alika?
Anyway, let's check in with Alika. Just because nope. All right, sweet. Yeah. All right, well,
he's got a lovely bunch of lunch boxes over there on the shelf.
He does. According to Kai, he said no, Sony does not own Funimation just yet, is going through the FCC. No, Funimation owns Crunchyroll, don't they? Oh, no. How did it? I can't remember the way it went. But anyway, so I guess the FCC has to approve it.
Maybe Sony owns Crunchyroll.
Sony owns Crunchyroll. There
and
you go.
That's when it dipped. Yeah, okay.
Penguin says he's seen 95 animes. I'm assuming that's Rest in Peace for sure. So, I tell you what.
No, it's ripped. He's got ripped to a hard drive.
He's going
to
rip. Oh, that's what he means. Yeah. My bad.
He's pirating on the side.
Sorry. I'm not on the kids' lingo. So
He's a pirate penguin.
He's a pirate.
Yar.
Right. R. Gotcha. I got it. Well, I'm sorry if I outed you, Penguin. My bad.
Plank, me hearty.
Yeah, I didn't mean to make any mention of you sailing the high seas. So sorry about that. Anyway, gents and ladies, and everything in between.
Penguin's gonna show up in your backyard.
Oh, he said R.I.P. is rest in peace. See, I was right. I knew it. Okay, good. Maybe Penguin's...
No, he's messing with me. Bad for you.
He's messing with me. Awesome. Thanks, Penguin. I appreciate that, buddy. Well, listen, we are out of time. It's actually been
standing in your backyard right now.
He is. He totally is. Oh, man, I tell you. We're out of time, boys and girls. Have a wonderful week. Now, next week on the show, we will be reviewing Mortal Kombat. So Mortal Kombat, Tuesday night, it comes out this Friday, the 23rd on HBO Max. So we will be reviewing, yes, we got to do the same thing we did with Godzilla. So we will be reviewing Mortal Kombat come next week.
Can I just play Mortal Kombat and be like, yeah,
listen, don't try and undermine the fact that you are excited about this movie, just like the rest of us are. All right.
No, I am for sure. But I mean, I was a fan of the Cheese Fest too. So
there it is. Thank you, Penguin. I will. I won't even say what that says. I'll just leave it up there. There we go. Fantastic. Good for you. Sorry if I outed you, buddy. Anyway, I hope you guys have a wonderful week. Mortal Kombat.
You're just outing everybody.
I know, man. Yeah. Everybody. I'm so horrible at this. Mortal Kombat next week. We'll talk about it. We'll review it. We'll get in depth, and hopefully it's good. If you have not seen it yet, watch the first 7 minutes exclusively on the online right now. It's on the Nerd Watch page as we speak.
On the YouTubes, mm-hmm. and on our Nerdwatch page, on the Facebooks and the YouTubes and
all the other Facebooks. Format, thanks for sticking in there with me.
All of the two things.
Thanks for sticking in there with me for the long haul. I know the rest of the boys couldn't, but that's just completely fine. Well. You know, go figure, right?
Longevity is my game, I guess.
All right, so with that in mind, I'm playing music now, Format. So for my buddy Format, yeah, nice. Myself, G Money. Until next week, Mortal Kombat review. Thank you all for tuning in. Peace out. Much love, and most assuredly, always stay nerdy. And we'll see you back here on the Nerd Watch. Aloha.